Welcome to the deep dive. So if you're a real estate professional, you already know the game has, well, it's completely changed.
It really has. Visibility isn't just a nice to have anymore,
it's survival. We're talking about a super competitive space where, you know, every single agent and broker is fighting for that top spot on Google.
And that's the core challenge, right? How do you get a steady flow of qualified leads without just throwing money at these generic marketing promises that don't deliver.
Exactly. And that's our mission today. We want to give you a kind of shortcut.
A shortcut to understanding who the best players are. We're not talking about generic marketing firms, but the real specialists who actually drive conversions from motivated buyers and sellers.
Not just clicks, but actual leads.
Not just meaningless traffic volume. Leads.
Okay, so let's unpack this. The goal here is pretty simple. You need to know the difference between just being present online and being, you know, reliably in demand.
And that difference is almost always defined by choosing the right specialist partner.
So before we dive into the firms themselves, let's start there. What actually makes a real estate SEO specialist so different from, say, the agency that helps my local plumber?
It comes down entirely to domain knowledge and the technical complexity. It's a whole different world.
How so?
Well, think about it. A general firm, maybe they optimize 10, maybe 20 static product pages. A real estate specialist has to optimize thousands of dynamic property listings.
Which are constantly changing.
Constantly. Pulled from multiple feeds, updating daily, sometimes hourly. They're built to handle that technical mess that comes with a huge shifting inventory.
So that's where the advantage comes in. They're not just looking at broad keywords. They're looking at buyer intent in a super localized context.
Precisely. The best of them, they understand the critical role of local search trends. And I don't just mean city names. I mean deep dives into specific neighborhoods, even blocks. Mm-hmm. They've mastered the complexity of optimizing individual listings. And this is crucial. They know the lead generation tactics that work for buyers versus the ones that work for sellers.
Okay, here's where I think it gets really interesting. Because real estate SEO feels so much more technical than just, you know, writing a few blog posts.
Oh, it is.
So let's break down the strategy stack these specialists are using. What are the key components?
The foundation still rests on the three main pillars of SEO, but each one has a very specific real estate twist.
Okay, let's start with on-page. What does that look like?
So on-page SEO for real estate is all about optimizing every single property listing. But even more critically, it's about creating these really robust neighborhood landing pages.
And that's where the hyper-specific keywords come in.
Exactly. We're talking about things like three-bedroom homes for sale near Northwood High School District, or that really competitive one, best listing agent in Irvine.
You're micro-targeting buyer profiles.
You are. And that deep local content, it builds authority. But that authority also needs external validation.
Which brings us to off-page SEO.
Right. Off-page SEO is about securing quality backlinks. And for an agent, this isn't just spamming links everywhere.
Yeah.
It's about getting mentioned or cited by really reputable local sources like the local newspaper, community development boards, maybe regional financial blogs. These links prove your credibility to the search engines.
And finally, the part where I think most general agencies would just fall apart, the technical foundation.
Absolutely. Technical SEO in real estate is paramount. It's not just about site speed and making sure it works on a phone anymore.
Cool.
It's about managing thousands of listings that are dynamically pulled in through what are called IDX or MLS feeds. A specialist has to make sure Google can crawl all of those pages efficiently.
And actually understand what's on them.
Yes, which is where structured data comes in. It's so crucial.
Can you explain that a bit more? Why is structured data so important here?
Of course. Structured data is basically the blueprint you give to Google. It tells the search engine, hey, this page is about a house, its price is X, it has Y bedrooms, and it was just listed today.
So without it, Google just sees a jumble of text and numbers.
A massive wall of text. But with correctly implemented structured data, what we call schema markup, your listing can show up in special search features. You know, those property search cards you see right at the top of the results.
Oh, right. With the pictures and the price right there.
Exactly. And that dramatically increases your click-through rates and the quality of your traffic. That kind of structural rigor is what sets these specialist firms apart.
That makes perfect sense. Okay, so now let's move to the selection process. If you're going to hire someone to handle all this complexity, what services should you be looking for?
Well, the standard suite should always include specialized real estate keyword research, a really deep dive, local SEO strategy, content marketing, and of course, technical SEO audits that focus on those large-scale listing systems.
But the top-tier players, they seem to offer more integrated solutions that go beyond just getting traffic, right? They're looking at the whole lead lifecycle.
Yes, the elite firms move way beyond just traffic. They'll offer advanced services like reputation management, super detailed Google Business Profile optimization, which is basically your digital storefront.
That's huge for local search.
It's everything. And they'll also have integrated solutions like SEO reseller programs, which are great for larger brokerages that need to manage websites for dozens of individual agents.
So if you're out there starting your search, what needs to be on your checklist? How do you make sure you're not just signing up with an expensive, but, you know, ultimately generic firm?
Okay, number one, first and foremost, proven experience. You have to demand case studies specifically from the real estate industry.
So if all they can show you is their success with a dentist's office, you should be skeptical.
Be very cautious. Second, demand absolute transparency. Pricing, communication, and especially reporting.
And the report should focus on lead quality, not just traffic numbers. That has to be non-negotiable.
Absolutely. They must provide measurable results that are tied to actual conversions. So lead form fills, phone calls, scheduled viewings, not just vanity metrics like impressions.
And what's the last thing?
Make sure the agency is nimble. Real estate trends change. Google's algorithm is always changing. You need a partner who can adapt and adapt quickly.
Perfect. Okay, let's transition to the core of this deep dive. The industry leaders themselves. We've curated a list from around the world, and we're going to look at their strengths, their costs, and the measurable results they've delivered.
Right. Even if some of those results come from other industries, we'll connect the dots to show why that technical skill is so relevant to real estate. Let's start with some major U.S.-based specialists known for conversion.
First up, we have Scopic Studios. They're based in Marlboro in the U.S. They seem to be a dynamic, kind of medium-sized agency with pretty comprehensive solutions.
Yeah, and their entry point is accessible. Their minimum project size is usually in the $1,000 to $10,000 range.
And the hourly rate.
Quite friendly, actually, $40 to $50 an hour. But what's really impressive about Scopic is their foundational technical strength.
Okay, tell me more.
So their big publicized case study is for a waste management provider, which I know sounds unrelated, but they delivered a 345% surge in organic traffic.
Wow.
And a 211% increase in conversions. In 6 months, you have to translate that. That level of optimization is exactly what a realtor needs to get their complex IDX feed indexed correctly and to drive measurable actions. They're ideal for agents who need serious growth.
Got it. Then there's Searchberg out of New York. They've been around since 2005, so they're well established.
And they have serious volume. Over 15,000 SEO projects completed. Their minimum is low, around $1,000, and their hourly rate is very affordable, $25 to $49.
So who are they best for?
Searchberg is really the go-to for smaller agencies or even individual realtors. They offer affordable, contract-free, and super responsive support. They're known for consistency, for getting you to page one.
Sure.
A safe bet.
Okay, and for someone looking for a more high-touch experience, we have Ladybug's Interactive Agency in Hudson, U.S.
Right. They're a women-owned digital growth partner. But you have to note the higher entry point here. Minimum project size is 10,000 plus.
With an hourly rate of 150 to 199.
Exactly. So they're best for, say, early growth organizations that need a really strategic, hands-on partner who can implement change very quickly. If you're an agency looking to rapidly scale up your digital presence, Ladybugs is a fantastic choice.
Now let's head north of the border. Mojo Media in Toronto. Their specialty is turning a website into a, quote, constant sales engine.
And they focus heavily on conversion rate optimization, CRO. Their rates are 100 to 149 an hour.
They have a great case study about a recruitment site.
They do. They redesigned it, and it resulted in a tripling of traffic and a stunning 78% increase in the conversion rate.
So for real estate, that translates directly. They don't just get people to your listing page.
They optimize the page to make sure that visitor actually fills out the form and becomes a lead.
Let's pivot now to Europe. There's some incredible technical skill and high-end design sensibility over there, starting with Brain Donors in Amsterdam.
Brain Donors is very performance-driven. They combine strategy with some heavy-duty technical execution. Their entry point is reasonable, $1,000 minimum, $50 to $99 an hour.
And they have a direct real estate success story.
A huge one. For a real estate client, they did a complete website redevelopment that caused a dramatic 300% increase in traffic. They are all about ROI.
Also in Amsterdam, we have Creative Mules. They seem to be more of a strategic design partner, focusing on branding and UX UI.
Right, and UX UI, user experience and user interface, is so important for real estate.
Explain that.
Well, they make sure the site is not only beautiful to look at, that's the UI, but also that the process of filtering, saving, and navigating listings is completely seamless. That's the UX. Buyers spend a lot of time browsing, so that experience has to be flawless.
And their pricing reflects that focus on high-end design.
It does. A $10,000 minimum, with rates from $100 to $149 an hour. They're for businesses that need that sophisticated, polished, modern aesthetic to go with their SEO.
Okay, let's head over to England. Digirite in Salford. They sound like a serious technical consultancy.
They are, and their minimum project size tells you that. It's the highest we've seen, $25,000 plus.
Though the hourly rate is still pretty reasonable, $50 to $99.
That high entry point just signals they focus on large-scale, complex projects. They build future-proof architecture. They're the ones you go to if you're a major regional or even a national brokerage needing a cutting-edge technical foundation for your SEO.
And finally, in London, there's Ideal Insight.
Ideal Insight is more of a creative powerhouse. They specialize in commercial video and social media campaigns. They're for established brands looking to integrate really high-impact visuals into their marketing.
Okay, before we synthesize all of this, we have to talk more about video. It's not just a nice extra anymore. It's a huge SEO driver.
It's massive. It radically affects your engagement metrics, which Google pays a lot of attention to.
We looked at two firms specializing in this. First, Promotion in Los Angeles.
Promotion is a video production machine. They've done over 7,000 projects, and they focus on using engaging video-like animated explainers for a neighborhood tour or the mortgage process to get people to stay on your site longer.
And when visitors stay longer, Google sees your site as high quality.
And it boosts your ranking directly. They provide affordable, conversion-focused video assets that are perfect for real estate agents.
And the data from the other firm, 7030.studio in Ukraine, is just astounding.
It really is. For one of their clients, a digital marketing agency, they implemented some animated video content. Website order clicks increased by 29 times.
29-fold. That's incredible.
It just proves that compelling, informative video delivers measurable improvements in engagement and conversions. For a realtor, investing in video for virtual tours or neighborhood deep dives is absolutely vital.
Okay. So we've looked at all these different specialists from the U.S. to Europe, technical to creative. What does this all mean? What's the big picture here?
I mean, the bottom line is that selecting a specialist isn't just a recommendation anymore. It's a non-negotiable step for anyone serious about this.
Because general firms just can't handle the complexity.
They simply can't. They can't manage the hyper-local search, the dynamic IDX and MLS feeds, the specific conversion funnel that real estate demands. The right partner has to deliver tangible, measurable results. Leads, not just clicks.
So if we connect this to the bigger picture, what should you be preparing for in real estate SEO over the next couple of years? What are the big trends on the horizon?
I'd say expect three massive shifts. First, an extreme increase in hyperlocal strategies. I mean, agents will need to rank for micro areas, maybe down to individual streets.
Wow. And the second.
AI-driven content optimization will become standard. It'll help specialists scale up the creation of customized, unique descriptions for thousands of properties and neighborhoods instantly.
And the third shift.
A major, unavoidable shift toward highly personalized user experiences. Your website won't just display listings. It will start to learn an individual buyer's behavior to curate results just for them. And that requires a very sophisticated technical SEO platform.
You know, this brings up a really important question for anyone listening, especially when you think about those huge success metrics we saw.
Mm-hmm.
Like Scienscopic driving that 345% traffic surge for a client just by rebuilding their technical foundation.
Mm.
Given those kinds of returns, how much are you underestimating the architectural importance of your website's foundation? You know, handling that IDX feed, managing that structured data, and driving all of your business growth, not just your traffic.
That foundation is the bedrock of your entire digital business. It's everything.
Absolutely. So to summarize, selecting one of these specialized SEO companies is probably the most critical decision you can make for sustainable lead generation. Use the checklist we provided. Look for proven real estate track records, specific technical experience, and transparent data-driven reporting. If you invest wisely, you really can move from being invisible to being truly in demand. This deep dive was brought to you with insights provided by Skopik.